So then just 2 days after she'd spent $600 in medical tests, giving her a clean bill of health, poor thing, her heart gives out, and she drops dead right in the middle of making potato salad.
Oh, Mama, please, not while we're eating.
Well, you asked me how my day was.
How was your day, lover?
Locksmiths never have good days. It's terrible. That crazy Mrs. Anitas over on Felbar Street got locked out of her house stark naked. Took me an hour and a half to get through the crowd.
I'm finished. Can I be excused?
Well, now, just a minute. Don't you want dessert? It's my special rhubarb pudding.
Oh, no, thanks.
But I thought you loved my rhubarb pudding.
Well, I have to get ready for the homecoming dance.
Yeah. Well, just what is this homecoming, anyway?
Randy's picking me up in a half an hour. We're doubling. I gotta go.
Yeah, me too. Like, I don't even know what color my eyelids are gonna be yet.
No, by the way, I want you both home by midnight.
Midnight? I'm sure.
Dad, why do we have to have a curfew?
Yeah, and why do I have the same curfew as he has? I'm older than he is.
Because you're a girl.
Fenton, what kind of reason is that?
Wait a minute. You mean, if I was a boy, I'd have a later curfew?
It doesn't matter because you're not a boy.
You could all be eating your pudding while you're talking.
Suppose 17 years ago, the nurse brought you a little baby. And instead of saying, look, it's a little baby girl named Sonia, she says, look, you've got a little baby boy named Arthur.
How'd you get the name Sonia, anyway?
After her aunt, Sonia.
She was a school teacher for 35 years, and then suddenly one day she went berserk and set fire to the gym.
So, Daddy, now I'm Arthur, going to the dance tonight, and Buzz gets a 12 o'clock curfew. What curfew do I get?
Well, if you were Arthur, you could stay out later, of course.
Well, now, I say Arthur's too young to stay out that late. They should both be in by 12.
Oh, Miss Harper, you have to give later curfews to the older kids.
Well, if you kept doing that, by the time they were 21, they wouldn't be coming home till breakfast.
I can't believe this. Nancy Ortel is a girl, and her parents let her stay out till 1.
Well, them Ortels are half nuts. You never do see him out of Bermuda shorts, and I swear I don't think she owns a dress.
All the guys are going to think I'm a sissy.
Well, when's their curfews?
They don't have any.
Can't you relax it? Just this once, it's a special night.
The curfew is midnight, and the subject is closed.
Then why bother to go? By the time we get there, we're just going to have to turn around and come home again.
Maybe that's why they call it homecoming.
Kids, nothing but grief.
It never gets better.
Well, bet you're all excited about it being homecoming and all, huh?
I guess. Oh.
You want to borrow one of my clip-ons?
No, thanks.
So, who's a lucky girl?
Deanna Parker.
Yeah. Bet she's a real fox, huh?
Well, she's okay.
Just okay? Then why'd you ask her out?
Well, I like her. I can talk with her.
Well, that's good. That's what you like. Oh. You sure you don't want that clip on?
No, I'll get it.
Buzz, look, I couldn't tell you this in front of your sister, but, you can stay out till 1.
How come?
Well, look, see, I'm a guy, and you're a guy. And a guy knows that sometimes a guy needs a little more time, you know, to do, you know, guy stuff.
Well, I guess I could always use a little more time. I am a guy.
Yeah. Buzz, you know, when I was in high school, my dad didn't understand anything about what my life was like, and I just want you to know that I understand.
Great. Is that it?
No. I mean, I really understand. I mean, a while ago when you said that the guys would call you a sissy, well, it all come back to me. I had the exact same problem. See, the guys used to laugh at me because I had a curfew.
Well, what time was your curfew?
9 o'clock.
Well, 9 o'clock was a different time then. Anyway, the point is, you can stay out till 1.
Oh, gee, thanks, Dad. What about Sonia?
Sonia still has to be in midnight. Doesn't matter if the guys call her a sissy. So don't say anything to her.
Oh, don't worry.
Buzz, you got any questions?
Yeah, how come they call it a tie when you can't?
No, I mean, about girls. You got any questions about that?
No.
Well, sure you do.
I do?
Well, Buzz, now, look, you might find this hard to believe, but at one time I was...
A young man like myself?
Right, right. And I was considered quite the,
stud?
No. let's just say ladies' man. And I know that a young boy, young man your age, has certain...
things happening inside his body?
Yeah.
That create certain desires and needs, something coursing through his veins.
Yeah, all right. That's what I meant. And I know that after the dance, you're going to probably want to get in the car and,
go park up at Ray Point?
Let me help you with that.
Oh, yeah.
And, Buzz, a young man and a young woman can sometimes... get
carried away,
and you've really got to
Dad,
be...
didn't we cover all this the night that Topaz had her puppies?
Well, yeah, I guess we did, but I like to have this little talk from time to time, because otherwise you...
I don't know, how am I gonna learn it?
Well, glad we had this little chat.
Yeah.
Have a good time tonight.
Okay.
You got any more questions?
Can I borrow that clip-on tie?
Oh. Could somebody help me zip this up?
Oh, sure, honey, I will. Pop your shirt around. There, let me look at you. Sonia, don't you look pretty? Doesn't she look pretty, Miss Harper?
Well, as much as you can tell with her shoulders slumped over like that and that expression on her face, yeah, she looks pretty.
So are you excited about tonight?
I've been out before, Naomi.
Sonia, did your mama ever talk to you about boys?
Well, she told me never to marry a locksmith.
I see. Well, see, dealing with boys can be very tricky. Now, if you're too cold, then they go away from you. But if you're too hot, then you get a bad reputation.
Well, what if I just stay lukewarm?
I got some better advice. If he lays a hand on you, scream. If he tries it again, tear his arm off at the elbow.
Well, isn't this a sight? My three favorite women in the whole world. Woo! Isn't my daughter pretty?
She sure is. So who's the lucky boy?
Michael Skinner.
Skinner. We know any Skinners?
Is he good looking like your daddy?
No. I don't know.
There's a foot doctor down at the mall, Skinner. Or is that Brenner?
Is he on a team?
I don't know.
How did you two meet?
I don't know.
Are they new in the neighborhood? Where are they from?
I don't know.
Well, is he an honor student?
I don't know.
Then why are you going out with him?
Well, he asked me.
Well, would you jump off a cliff if he asked you to?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Well, why'd you say yes to it?
He's a senior, and he's got a nice car, and he invited me to this party that Barbara Rabin said I'd never be invited to in a million years. Not that I can stay long. I'll get it.
That must be Sonia's date.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Sonia.
Well, I'm all ready. Let's go.
Oh, wait a second there. Wait a second. Aren't you going to invite him in?
Come on in.
Well. Hi there, Michael. I'm Mr. Harper. This is my wife, Mrs. Harper. And this is Sonia's grandmother, Mrs. Harper. Now, sit down here, Michael. Sit down. Make yourself comfortable. And have us a nice little chat.
Your father isn't a foot doctor, is he?
No. Well, I think he's a lawyer.
So how did you and Sonia meet?
I don't know.
Have you known each other long?
I don't know.
But I can sure see how the two of you hit it off so well.
That's Randy. Oh, Dad, where's my tie?
Oh, right here. Let me fit this on for you.
Real good time tonight, huh? Remember everything I told you?
Right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Don't forget, no later than one.
Michael, you want to wait out in the car for a minute?
I don't know.
You do?
Well, it's nice meeting all of you.
Yeah, bye, Michael.
You traitor! Did you just tell Buzz he could stay out till one?
Oh, yes, honey bunch, but you see...
Vin, you are a traitor.
Boy, thanks a lot, Dad. You're really the lowest, you know that?
Don't you talk to me like that, young lady.
Hush, Vin, don't you see how hurt she is?
Oh, she'll get over it. She's a kid.
She's a person.
She's my daughter, and she'll do what I say.
Oh, stop it! I'm never going to forgive you for this. I got to get out of here.
See you at midnight.
In your dreams.
Now, hold on there. Hold on there, little girl.
I may be leaving this house a little girl, but I'm coming back here a woman.
Don't you dare come back here a woman.
Nines. Oh, honey. Nines.
Oh, no.
Shoot.
9:40. Mama, are you... Mama? You sure that's the right time?
Yeah, sure.
Mama, why don't you go on to bed?
I ain't tired.
This is silly. I don't even know why we're staying up so late.
Because we want to see when and if Sonia comes home, that's why.
She'll be home on time. Naomi, are you positive that clock is right?
Well, yes, honey. Don't let me call the phone company again.
Phone company? What do they know?
Not much. I lost a dime in a payphone last month. They sent me a 10-cent refund in an envelope with a 20-cent stamp. How in the world they're still in business is beyond me.
That girl in home in the next 10 minutes.
Well, no offense, honey, but when you gave Buzz that extra hour, I don't blame her for being upset.
I am just trying to protect my daughter's reputation.
Say, why is it that girls ruin their reputation when they fool around and boys don't? Boys should. Most of them are so bad at it.
Are you saying that you approve of Sonia staying out till all hours of the night and doing whatever she pleases and getting into Lord knows what kind of trouble that could haunt her for the rest of her life?
No, she just wanted to stay out a little later to have a little fun.
Yeah, well, kids today don't want to have a little fun. They want to have a lot of fun. Jack?
Go fish. Well, I tell you what, when I was dating Carl, I told him in no uncertain terms he wasn't going to get no place with me till I got the little gold band on my finger. Once I got that little gold band on my finger, then we started talking fun. Otherwise, he never would have married me.
Miss Harper, you just wanted to hook him.
It worked. Well, here she is now.
I knew my little baby girl would be home on time. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, darling.
Young man, do you know what time it is? What are you doing home so early? Did you follow my advice?
Well, I tried.
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you later. I'm hungry.
There's still some pudding in there, sweetie. I put a little maraschino cherry in the center of each one, just the way you like it.
Your date probably had to be home early, huh?
No.
Well, what time was her curfew?
She didn't have one. Her parents trust her.
Really? They must be Unitarians.
No.
Now, Buzz, I don't understand. See, I gave you that extra hour because, you know, I'm a guy and you're a guy. And a guy knows
how guys are. Yeah, I know.
Well, what happened?
Well, we left the dance early. So I said to Deanna, well, let's get in the car and, go...
Go park?
No, go for a hamburger. Well, anyway, when we got in the car, all she wanted to do was,
make out?
No, talk to me.
Talk?
Yeah, she said that I was a real...
Well, stud, is that the word?
No, I think jerk was the word she used.
How could she call you a jerk?
Well, she said they're the only kind of people who wear clip-on ties. Anyway, she went back into the dance with some football player.
Oh, gee, Buzz, I'm sorry. Well, did she end up going up to park at Ray Point with him?
I doubt it, Dad. I took their spark plugs.
That's my boy. That's my girl.
Well, hello. You're on time.
Did you have a nice time, honey?
No.
Why not?
Because Barbara Rabin asked me why I was leaving the party so early. And I told her it was because of my father and his stupid curfew, and I'm never talking to you again, ever, ever, ever. I'm hungry.
Well, there's still some pudding in there, sweetie. I have a glass of water, just the way you like it. You know, you really ought to be ashamed of yourself the way you talked to your father tonight. Stomped out of this house. Made him such a nervous wreck, he couldn't even play go fish. You know, he asked me for twos. I gave him a two. He didn't have no twos in his head. Just didn't like your daddy. He's usually a whiz at go fish.
Hey, what about me?
I tell you, if I'd have talked to my daddy the way you did tonight, he'd knock me clean across the room. And I had to be in a whole lot earlier than you do, that's for sure.
And your brothers, when did they come in?
Well, they got to stay out later, but they were men.
Oh, men. They think they own the world. It's not fair.
Well, who said life was fair? It's a man's world out there, Toots. I don't care what that Donahue says.
And you think that's right? I mean, I'm older than Buzz, but he got a whole extra hour just because of his sex.
Well, now, how did sex get into this conversation?
Did you ever get mad because you couldn't do something because of your sex?
Well... Yes, I guess I did, but what can you do?
Well, you can do something. You can do anything you want. Who says that men should have all the fun?
Well, if you don't stop talking about fun like that, I'm gonna see that your daddy grounds you.
I didn't mean sex, Grandma.
There's that word again.
Oh, Grandma, throw up.
Now, I'm gonna tell you something, little girl. Sex can get a girl into all kinds of trouble. I found that out myself the hard way.
Come on, Grandma. We're not just talking about sex. It's everything. We're talking equal opportunities. We're talking equal pay. We're talking equal rights. We're talking equal curfews.
We're talking about all that?
Oh, you just don't understand.
What now, Sonya? Just wait a minute. I do too. I understand that right now there's a whole lot that I don't understand. Don't know why I followed all those rules if they're gonna fall apart now.
Catching on, Grandma.
Catching on? I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I guess you got a point in there somewhere, though.
Thanks, Grandma.
And I'm real proud of you for obeying your daddy and being home on time.
Only because my dumb date had a midnight curfew. What a total airhead.
You should go on in there and tell your daddy the truth.
After what he did to me? I can't. Please promise me you won't tell him, Grandma.
Well, all right, sweetie. Whatever you want.
Oh, thanks.
Guess us women's livers gotta stick together.
Sweet dreams, darling.
I'm not talking to you.
Just as long as you listen to me.
I'm gonna run away from home.
As long as you're home by midnight.
There isn't anything she can do after midnight she can do before if she wants to.
Well, now, what's that supposed to mean?
It means if you want to know what she's doing every minute of the day, you have to hire a private detective.
What's everybody talking about?
We are talking about equal opportunity. We're talking about equal pay. We're talking about equal rights. This is is the 1980s, Benton, and that girl should have the same curfew as her brother.
Right on, Miss Harper.
You two act like I haven't handled this right.
Like I'm being unfair. Like I'm not a good father. Like I haven't got any sense.
If you're looking for an argument, Benton, you better change the subject. Good night.
Good night.
Your curfew is up on my sofa, too, so whatever you're doing down there, take it to the basement.